Hello, and welcome to the podcast.
Hey guys, it's your old pal Michael from Three Guys and Ties. So yeah, it's been a minute. This is kind of an off-the-cuff, unscripted, not well-planned-out thing that I'm doing because on this show, Tony, Matt, and I talked about the movie Interstellar a lot, and they gave me a lot of shit because I'd never seen it and I'm super into space. And I watched it. I did. I watched it last night. And so that's what this is. This is me giving everyone the update that nobody asked for, which is going to be a spoiler review of Interstellar. So if you've not seen the movie and you don't want it spoiled, don't listen to this because I want to talk about it. Again, it's unscripted. I don't even have a microphone stand. I'm literally holding the microphone up. So, Tony, this part's to you and you directly. Jesus Christ, man. Interstellar. Fucking crazy. You didn't tell me I was going to watch the saddest movie of my entire life. It's not really the saddest movie of my entire life. But I have a child. I have a daughter now. Oh, yeah, by the way, guys, I had a kid. So that's happened since the last episode of this podcast came out. But no, I'm watching Interstellar. And he's like, first of all, I do have problems. Okay, let's just start at the beginning. So first off and foremost, they do kind of explain what's going on with like the storms that are happening and the blight that's happening. But they really don't go into it. They make it like, They show that he used to be like a pilot, which I get that. And, you know, he's a farmer now. He's very upset about, I'm talking about Matthew McConaughey. He's very upset about being a farmer now. He misses being a pilot. He didn't get to go to space. He got in an accident. They don't really explain the accident, all that stuff. And then, you know, this is the spoiler for the end of the movie. So if you've made it 2 minutes in and now you're ready to be spoiled, here it is. So at the end of the movie, it shows that the ghost that's haunting Murph, his daughter, is him in the center of a black hole because time is, you know, just a part of reality. It was a whole thing. But I have a problem with, at one point, his daughter gets in trouble because she brings to school a textbook that talks about the Apollo missions. The U.S. government, or I'm assuming U.S. because there was an American flag at the end. The U.S. government has set out propaganda that says that that didn't happen, but then still secretly funded NASA because they wanted people to focus on food. Okay? All that stuff. Okay. That all happened. I do kind of understand why they wanted people to be less focused on exploration and more focused on, like, you know, growing food, corn, because that's all the world can grow because of the blight, the dust storms that are coming through. But I do have like an issue with the whole NASA thing. Like, I get he was a trained pilot, but it's also assumed that he was a trained pilot like before his kids were born, and like, or I mean, it may have been after, but still, it's been a minute, right? It's been a minute since he's been flying shit, and he finds NASA, and they're like, yeah, man, we've been like waiting on you. Like, you were chosen by them. And I get it. And I understand. And then like they explained it all at the end. But also, like, it's kind of fucking crazy. This dude just rolls up and they're like, yeah, remember when you crashed? Like, this mission is for you. And I get that he does it. Like, he's promised like he's going to save humanity. Like, I understand that. I understand that he's going to do it. Okay. But I also, like, why did they like just pick him? But whatever. All that aside, he goes into space. It is fucking beautiful when they get to space. I mean, fucking beautiful. Okay? They get to space. They get to this wormhole. And that wormhole, by Saturn. I'm not even mentioning Saturn at this point. I mean, Saturn, like, rendered like that in a fucking movie. I mean, it was insane. I watched it on my living room TV. Like, I'm sitting there. I mean, I was blown away, dude. So I have those, here's another thing for my watching experience. I have like those lights behind my TV that like color match the screen that really just like fill up the room. And I watched it last night in the dark. So, I mean, my whole fucking wall is Saturn, dude. That was so cool. And that was like just such a mind blowing, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Made me feel real small. So anyway, he leaves his family He does all this stuff, and it's the saddest thing in the world when he's, like, leaving his daughter. Again, I have a young daughter, not 10 years old. My daughter's a lot younger than that. But I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I don't even know how you do that. That's, like, the most emotional thing. So they go, they get to the wormhole. They slept before they got to the wormhole. They get to the wormhole. Now they're in a different galaxy. Far, far away. I think that's Star Trek. There you go. Or not Star Wars. I don't know. I didn't watch Star Wars either, but whatever. So they come out of the wormhole. They can go to three planets. They sent probes out to go to these like three to go to these 12 planets, but they only have enough fuel to get to three of the 12. They go to this first one that's on a planet that is orbiting the black hole. It's orbiting a gargantuan black hole. They call it the Gargantua. And I mean, dude, that black hole is just crazy. Crazy. Like, this movie came out in 2014, and, like, see, I mean, that black hole blew my fucking mind, man. And then, anyway, they land on this water planet, and where the planet is so close to the black hole, there's really bad time dilation. I'm not a physicist, but essentially, 1 hour on that planet equals seven years in, like, Earth time, okay? So he spends an hour here, his now 10-year-old daughter. It took him 2 years to get there to begin with. So now his 12-year-old daughter is going to be 19 just by spending 1 hour on that planet, which is insane, dude. In fucking sane. So they get to this planet. They land. There's Matthew McConaughey, Cooper. There's Anne Hathaway. Brand is her name. And then there's a dude who I didn't really like. He dies on this planet. It's not a big deal. He dies pretty quickly in the movie overall. But, it's a water planet. They get down there. The person that was down there, they were already dead. But where the time dilation was so bad, they didn't know that they were dead yet because it just hadn't happened. I mean, it's hard to fucking explain. So anyway, they get to this planet, and it's a water planet. And they're like, everything's good. They're like, oh, yeah, like there's water everywhere. We can maybe do this. And then they see this, like, I mean, 2,000, 3,000-foot wave coming toward them. And they're like, we gotta fucking go, bro. We got to go. Whenever they did like satellite imagery, which they did from far, they thought that these were mountains. No, they were just waves, bro. Like, that's crazy. It was so cool. So the wave comes. Anne Hathaway, Brand, whatever her name was, she was trying to get like the research that the person who was sent there initially had. And so she got late. She was late getting back to the ship. And she ended up making it because of the robot they have with them, Tars, which was the best character in the entire movie. Not a big deal. But the other guy, who's kind of a douchebag, he dies. He didn't get to make it back to the ship. The ship pretty much surfs the wave, which I will say, I feel like, I don't know. I don't feel like it should have survived that, but it did. It's a movie, suspension of disbelief. I understand it. You know, give him a second. But anyway, so it like waterlogged the engines, and they ended up staying on that, having to stay on that planet for like 2 to 3 hours. So, essentially, another wave comes. They get the thingy going. They get the spacecraft going, and they make it back to the main spacecraft that they used to travel to the other planets and everything. Oh, by the way, they left somebody up there. They left a guy up there to do research on the black hole. So, they get up there. Find out it has been 23 fucking years. This dude is noticeably older. I mean, he was like 30 when they went up. He's in his 50s now. Whenever they went down to the planet, dude's in like his 50s now. So now they have two other planets they can make it to. Okay. They have planet where Captain Man is on and planet where someone Edmonds is on. And Edmonds is Anne Hathaway's, like, ex-boyfriend. Ooh. So she's like, we should go there. It's a whole thing. She has this whole speech about love. But, man, like, going to, like, the captains, he was, like, the best in the field. They're like, oh, we should go to his. You know, he's, like, the best. Whatever, we'll go there. Goes there. Dude was, it was Matt Damon. Played this guy. Matt Damon was apparently the biggest asshole in the world. Just tricked people to go there so he could steal their ship because he didn't want to die alone, which... whatever, that happened. That whole scene, I mean, I get it. It was a very emotional scene. It was very sad. Like, when they wake up Matt Damon's character and he, like, is just sobbing because he's like, I never thought I was going to see another person's face again. He's like, just hope that you never know what it's like to think you'll never see another face again. It's very emotional. And I get, like, the whole, like, he's a bad guy thing. But it was, I don't know. It fell flat on me a little bit. I thought the planet was cool and they were like in frozen clouds, which isn't very like feasible because like it would just fall, but it made a very cool like setting. Essentially he tries to kill Matthew McConaughey's character. He does kill the scientist that like was left up in the ship for 23 years. He does kill that guy. He like blows him up. I don't understand exactly how he blew him up, but he did blow him up. And, he gets in a ship. I don't know what ship it was. I guess it was like the ship that like took him down to the planet. He gets in this ship, flies up to like the main ship that they use to travel between the other planets. And I don't know if it's like other galaxies up there that they're flying in between. That part, it was kind of like fuzzy to me. I didn't understand that. But he gets up to this. He gets up to the ship. Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway, they are like right behind him. They disabled the autopilot feature to like airlock in, so like he was trying to dock to it, but they disabled the autopilot feature, and they're like, hey dude, like don't dock, like you can't do it. And so he tries it. It's an imperfect docking, and they're like, dude, don't open the latch, like it's gonna depressurize, like don't do that, you're gonna die. Like, it's not even about us getting back to the ship at this point, it's about you will fucking die if you open that. Well, Matt Damon starts giving like this powerful speech. But as he's doing it, he opens the latch. Fucking the airlock gets ripped off. His ship, like, shoots into the main ship. And it, like, starts spiraling toward, like, the planet that they just got off of. And then Matthew McConaughey is a badass. And he has to match the spin. They dock while they're spinning and falling. And he gets it out of there. Super cool, right? And on all this time, they have this whole plan. I'm skipping about the plan. Thing. They have this whole plan about how they're going to use the black hole to slingshot out of there to the third planet, because they've given up getting to Earth because they don't have enough fuel, they don't have enough like life-sustaining like oxygen, all this stuff, because the thing had been hit, so they cannot make it back to Earth. So they're like, oh well, we're going to do plan B. Plan A was to find like a suitable place for everyone to live and then go back to Earth and start going to fucking Earth, like getting people out of there. That was plan A. Plan B was they had a bunch of like fertilized eggs, and they're essentially just going to set up on one of these planets and just like raise them up so they can begin the continue the human species. Like, they have to find the planet, but then that's what happens. So now they're on plan B because they don't have enough fuel, they don't have enough life support to do plan A anymore. So to start plan B, Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway are the only two left, like people living out there. They have the fertilization stuff. They have the fertilization stuff. They have the eggs that are fertilized. And they have TARS, which is their robot. Okay. And so the plan is they're going to drop TARS into the black hole to do some research to understand gravity, so they can have the understanding of gravity. They can send it back to Earth and maybe save the people on Earth from the blight and the dust. So that was the plan. So they're like leaving, they head to this black hole to slingshot it around it. And that's just essentially they're using the gravity to slingshot it forward. I don't understand at all how that works, but I've heard people in YouTube videos talk about it. So it makes sense, kind of. Not really. So they go to this black hole, they're going to slingshot it. And then we have like this close-up shot of a black hole, which was like, I mean, I've never felt smaller in my life. I was uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable watching this, Tony. I was just chatting you out again. I was very uncomfortable watching this. And so they slingshot around and they're going to drop TARS in. And they drop TARS, and then Matthew McConaughey was like, all right, you know, make sure the human race survives, to Anne Hathaway. And drops himself in. It was a whole emotional thing. Just watch it. I'm not going to do it justice, but tell you. But it was so that she would have enough fuel to get out of there. There was not enough for both of them. It was just enough for one of them. He chose to let her live because he's a captain, good captain, blah, blah, blah. So Matthew McConaughey dives straight into this black hole, which, just going to say, you know, this is where the real suspension of disbelief happens, because, you know, you would die. Like, you're dead at that point. You don't live at that point. So he goes into this black hole, goes into, like, the fifth dimension or fourth dimension or whatever, by like, essentially it's alluded to, and he kind of says it, outright says it, like it's a future generation of humans, right? It's just a smarter version, or like a more advanced humanity, right? Who like kind of put all this thing in motion. And he goes in there. It also says something very iconic before he goes in there, before he dispatches. He's like, that little slingshot cost us 51 years or something like that. So just keep that in mind. That they've been gone for, quote unquote, a long time, but really it's only been a couple of years for them. But in reality, it's been 70 some years, 80 years. So anyway, they go in there. He goes in there and he is just like in this like fifth dimension. He's behind like this bookcase that's in his daughter's room, like before he leaves. So he's having these moments where he's watching him and his daughter interact. He's seeing the moment whenever like he found the coordinates to NASA. He's seeing all this stuff. And he's like just screaming. Like he's trying to make it known that like he does not want to go. He wants his daughter to know that he doesn't want to go. And his daughter, the whole beginning of the movie, the whole first act of the movie, said she had a friendly ghost that was like trying to talk to her, and she didn't understand what was happening, and he just brushed it off. And that's how they found the whole NASA thing, because he was the ghost, quote unquote. And he manipulated the gravity so he could give the coordinates to himself, which was super cool. He knocked over like bookshelf. He knocked over books off this bookshelf that said that he wanted to stay, because his daughter doubted that he wanted to stay, because the main scientist, Anne Hathaway's dad, his name was Dr. Brand, Professor Brand, whatever. He's the one who came up with plan A, plan B. He knew plan A was never going to work. In his head, plan A was never going to work, but he didn't tell anybody. He lied to everybody. And he's like, oh, they're going to come back. They're going to come back. But he knew they weren't going to come back. That's also why Matt Damon's character was such an asshole. Doesn't matter. Watch the movie. It's fucking phenomenal. If you guys are this far, either it's spoiled or whatever. So anyway, he tells her that it's, you know, he wanted to stay. She understands it. It's a very heartwarming moment. And then he manipulates gravity to kind of mess with the watch that he had given her that gave her like the final equation that she needed to solve the gravity formula. That was something that they kept pretty vague, because it's, you know, that part's just completely made up. So they had to keep that part vague. But the rest of it was like super like scientifically accurate, minus like him falling into a fucking black hole because, you know, he'd die. But whatever. So that was like super cool. After that happens, the Tesseract, which is what he was in, which he like fell into when he fell into the black hole, closes, and you just see him floating by Saturn. So the next scene is him like waking up, and like he's just in a bed in like a fucking space station. And he wakes up and the doctors are like, hey man, like you're 124 years old, take it easy. And he's like, where am I? He's like, and they're like, you're on the Cooper station. And Cooper's his name. And he's like, oh, you guys named it after me? And they're like, no, we named it after your daughter. And he's like, oh shit, like is she still alive? And she was. She's very old. It's been like 90 some years at this point, okay? 90 some fucking years. And I mean, I think she did some cryo sleep to kind of preserve herself so, you know, she could see daddy one day. But so she's awake. He goes and sees her. They talk for like 2 seconds. And I fucking cried, Tony, whenever he said, you thought like you never gave up on me coming back. And she said, my dad promised he'd be back. I almost fucking cried, Tony. I teared up, dude. That was like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, it was fucking phenomenal. I loved it. So the movie, she's like, hey, you shouldn't have to see your child die. No parent should have to see their child die. Which was also just like so fucking crazy. Matthew McConaughey's like 35, right? His daughter's like 100 years old, okay? And like he's just like, you know, you're right. And like she's there with like her kids, her husband, the grandkid, husband. I don't like, you know, her family, like his family too. But like the family she's made since he's been gone for her entire life. But she got that happy moment of seeing her dad one last time. He got that moment of seeing his daughter one last time. Also, he has a son, by the way, who he doesn't really love. I don't feel like. I'm just kidding. But his son played a different role in this movie the whole time. But it was really about his connection with his daughter. And also, Topher Grace was in this movie, which threw me the fuck off. Doesn't matter. But that's his daughter's husband was Topher Grace. Not a big deal. So they have that whole moment and she's like, look, go help Brand. Because Brand survived. She made it to the other planet. Her boy toy, Dr. Edmonds, he was dead. But she made it to the other planet. And they show her take off her helmet and breathing. Just breathing. Like, on this planet. So it's like, it's habitable. She has like a whole station set up insinuating that she got like the eggs like cooking, you know, she got them cooking in the oven. I don't know how that whole process is going to work out there. It doesn't matter. And he, the last scene is him like stealing a ship and like flying to her. So yeah, dude, fucking 10 out of 10 movie. Thank you. I'm sorry it took me so many fucking years to go watch this movie. But I felt like if I was ever to release another Three Guys and Ties episode, it should be just me talking about this fucking movie that I told everyone for years that I was going to watch. And I did. So, Tony, thank you. Thank you for telling me to watch this fucking movie. I appreciate it. Also, I'm going to shamelessly plug another podcast if you guys want to check me out. I do also do stand-up comedy now. So if you guys want to check out a podcast where I talk about that with another comedian friend of mine, it's called the Talking Bits Podcast. It's on Spotify only right now, but I'll link it for you guys. So, yeah. I love you all. It's been fun to be back. Bye.